Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chandler Keys on the future of the beef checkoff. Back on that in just a moment.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3- and 6-person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Ride a Viking. That's Ride a Viking. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Back in the 1980s, when the cattle industry was pushing for the original dollar head beef checkoff, finally got it done in the 1985-86 time frame. Chandler Keys was a relatively new lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Association, NCA, at that time. Chandler Keys, today in Washington, owns his own political consulting group, the Keys Group. He says with today's Congress, reopening the act and order of the beef checkoff might be a dangerous thing for the beef industry, and he sees going the state route for additional funding for beef checkoff-related programs probably the wiser course of action.
I think what's going to happen in the beef checkoff is I think you're going to see more states, big beef states, do their own state checkoff to augment the federal dollar. I was there as a young lobbyist in 1985 when we lobbied for this farm bill. And one of the things that people forget, Jesse Helms was the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, and Jesse Helms, Bob Dole, and Dick Lugar, the three top Republican senators of the House Ag Committee, and they did not like the mandatory aspect of the checkoff without a periodic referendum or the ability to get your dollar back. Right? They didn't like it. And we ended up rolling all three to get a mandatory checkoff. People forget these little notes in history. Jack was there. I tell you, it happened. This Congress is what? Is much more conservative than the Congress was in 1985. Much more conservative. If a federal dollar checkoff thing came up at a national level, in my humble opinion, they would give you a $5 checkoff. Give you $100 a head. But it's all going to be refundable, including the original dollar.
Of course, the Beef Checkoff Working Group has said all along they don't want that first dollar touched. It would be the second dollar that could be refundable under the proposal being floated that could be eventually taken to Congress. According to Chandler Keys, though, that would be a tough sell.
All you have to do is look at the Heritage Foundation, wherever they came up with the Christmas tree tax. What's a checkoff program that Christmas tree people voted for and they voluntarily wanted it? But the conservatives said that's a tax. And if they can find one Christmas tree grower out there that says, you know what, I don't like paying that quarter of tree. I want my damn quarterback. Conservatives are going to say you should get your dollar, your quarterback, because this shouldn't be a tax. I think that's a debate. If the cattle industry wants to debate that at a federal dollar level, they better be ready for that debate. Or do what they're doing and do more state work, get state checkoffs. I mean, sure, we're not going to have a checkoff in New Hampshire, but they just did another dollar in Texas. All these other states are looking at doing state checkoffs. I think that's the way to go, and that's how I personally think they should go.
Lobbyist Chandler Keys, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.